During the first 8 months of the coronavirus pandemic, the state-run Veterans Home in LaSalle only reported one resident test positive for the virus. But beginning in early November, COVID took hold in the facility, eventually spreading to more than 100 residents and 100 employees. 36 residents ended up dying. A new report sheds light on the outbreak, and investigators say a mix of unpreparedness, a failure to communicate, and an absentee ex-director of the state's Department of Veterans Affairs are to blame. The report concludes the agency's lack of clear guidance made the facility's outbreak response, quote, inefficient, reactive, and chaotic. Governor Pritzker's office says it's already implemented many of the suggested changes made by investigators, but the first-term Democrat faces massive potential fallout from the report. Already, the family of one veteran who died at the home last fall has sued Illinois for $2 million. In 2018, Pritzker campaigned on the message that former Governor Bruce Rauner failed after 13 residents of the veterans' home in Quincy died of Legionnaire's disease. In that case, however, Rauner's administration engaged in an effort to hide records related to the outbreak. I'm Hannah Meisel.